This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On a hot day, sometimes it's good to be out on the water. An outfit called Cruise Market Watch estimates the worldwide holiday cruise market at nearly $40 billion. But some passengers are looking for more than casinos and overeating from the buffet. They want to give something back. Carnival Corporation has a new brand called Fathom Travel that does social impact cruises to, for instance, the Dominican Republic. Reporter Allison Keyes got to try one.
Passengers boarded the Adonia in Miami on a Sunday afternoon, cruising along beautiful deep blue waters on the way to Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, where the ship will arrive Tuesday afternoon. That morning, I and other passengers sat on board going over the alphabet in Spanish phrases that would help us teach Dominicans who desperately want to learn English. Before the ship docked, most people had signed up for one of a variety of activities, ranging from laying cement floors to planting trees. We boarded a bus that took us an hour and a half into the mountains to the village of El Coupe. 43-year-old Maria Vargas, her family, and a neighbor sat on her porch going over English phrases, numbers, and colors.
March.
Perfect.
February.
Good.
Bueno, para...
She explains it is important because it gives them a chance to get jobs. A critical social impact activity was building ceramic water filters in a nation where more than 3 million people don't have access to safe, piped water.
So you have a lot of diarrheal disease.
Josh Elliott is with Wine to Water, an international nonprofit operating in five countries, which has built and distributed 316 water filters with the help of Fathom passengers since the cruises began.
You can collect anything from rainwater to standing water just out in the field. The filter is extremely, extremely efficient.
Fathom President Tara Russell says the company has made a significant investment to explore this new market.
Now, it's important that we prove out that market over time, and we're just getting started. We've just been sailing for a couple months now.
Washington, D.C.'s Emily Smith says this was her first cruise, and it meant a lot to offer tangible aid to people who really need it.
It's really surreal at first. You know, first you go in and you see this as just, it's one little excursion that you're doing. And so, but when you're actually there and you think about the fact that this is how they've lived their entire life.
Smith calls it a mind-blowing experience. In the Dominican Republic, I'm Allison Keyes for Marketplace.